Okay, hard to believe it's July already, you know what?
Yeah, 1st of July.
Holy mackerel. I know. Don't know where it's going, but wherever it's going there quick.
Not yet. It's gone there quick.
So, this is going to be, I think, a simple kind of reminder. But I think sometimes we need reminders about what's really been accomplished for us through Jesus Christ. Most of the time I hear people talk about all the things they're not instead of what we are. And it's not that we're bragging if we say we're righteous or we're holy or we're this or we're that. It's telling the truth based on Scripture. And it's important. Because the devil's the one that wants to tell us all the time that we're garbage and we're this and we're that and we're horrible. And he's good at telling us those things because he knows what he is. All the things the devil tries to accuse us of is generally what he is. You know. And then he just tries to attribute that to us, where the Bible says we're God's children. That makes us pretty special, not because of who we are, but because of what we believe. And this first, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, pretty familiar verse of Scripture, I think, to most people. But it says, "For he hath made him..." You get the he and him right. He, God, hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us. He made him to... He didn't make him do it, but he allowed him. And Jesus, by his free will, said, "Not my will, but yours be done." And he became sin, who knew no sin. He never had sinned, but he... basically became sin and bore all the consequences of sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And the amazing thing about that is we are righteous. I'm not even going to ask you if you believe that. I hear conversation all the time, and sometimes I'm guilty of it. I try not to be, but we most of the time don't believe we're righteous. I'm not saying we always act in a righteous manner. There's a distinction there. But we are righteous on the inside. And then when we begin to function and align our outer man with the inner man, as the Bible calls it, take your body and soul part and line it up and start acting like the spirit that's been created in you, the new birth, the new you, start converting yourself, and we do that. But we forget that we are righteous because we believed and accepted salvation through Jesus Christ. We are now righteous. So I want to then reading in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, "For the wages of sin..." That's such a strange way to put it. But the wages of sin, what you earn by sin, is death. And you can look at death as either full death or sickness and death, you know. Anything that's less than being healthy, less than being whole, that is a result of sin in the world. That doesn't mean, well, okay, I'm sick because I sinned. No, it means that sin came into the world in the beginning when Adam and Eve messed it all up in the garden. And that was transferred down. It travels through our genetic line just like everything else does. Good, bad, and indifferent. It all comes down that way. And we inherit it until we're born again. And then we can be changed. Not only do we receive Not only do we receive salvation and wholeness in terms of our sins being blotted out, not only do we receive righteousness, but we can also receive physical healing, because sickness and death are a result of sin. So when you've been cleansed from unrighteousness, you can also start to receive physical healing in your body. And we don't normally think about that much. Even though we say every time we do communion that Jesus' body was broken for us and his blood was shed for us, those are two separate parts. One, the broken body was broken to take all of the effects caused by sin, and the cleansing of the blood is to take to give you the righteousness. So it's a two-part deal. We usually don't pay attention to the other part because we don't see enough of it, and most people don't believe in miracles. Sometimes we believe in them, but the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Eternal life. You are already living in eternal life. The spirit that we have now is the same spirit we're going to have from now until forever. Ever. Never ends. Believe that or don't believe it, is what it is. It's true. We have the Spirit, Holy Spirit, incorruptible seed. We've read that in other days. But that spirit that you have now, that one part has been already reborn. We know that our souls and our bodies will be converted going forward. And at the end of the age, when Christ returns, we will get new bodies. We don't have them yet, but we will get them. And then let's read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Is an interesting sort of completes the thought of these other verses here. And this is talking about Jesus. It says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Yeah, the cross was a tree lamp, is what it was. His own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. That's like I talked about earlier. We are righteous, but taking that out of the inside and manifesting it on the outside is something that we have to do. We couldn't do it before because we didn't have it. So no matter how much you try to be a good person, until you're saved, you really can't be. You can be nice, but to truly have the ability to make a real, permanent, effective change, you have to be born again of the Spirit. We are, so we now have the ability to do that. But it says that we should live in righteousness by whose stripes, that is Jesus, whatever he took upon himself. And some of us have seen the Passion of the Christ, probably the most accurate depiction that we have right now of what he really went through. Whose stripes ye were healed. Like I said, it's a two-part deal. The healing is there. The healing is part of it. And if we ever realize that, when we receive communion, not only do we remember that we've been made righteous and that our sins have been gotten rid of, forgiven, remitted, gone, but we've also got the ability to receive healing. And it's all been paid for. It's all been paid for. You don't have to have ailments. I don't have to continue to be blind. I haven't manifested the faith yet to get to overcome that. But if the Lord tarries, I'm going to. And I'll declare that. I mean, people look at me funny if they want to. I don't care. But it's either we believe in the power of God or we don't. Do we believe that there's any real power in the faith of Jesus Christ, or is this just a game? Well, it's not a game for me. I don't think it's a game for anybody at this table. So, and a lot of people who might hear this later on, it's not a game. So, that's it for the day.
That's the reading of the day, right, Joe?
And we'll get ready to eat here, and maybe somebody can pray.